Today, a huge reconstruction project is going on at Ground Zero, formerly the site of the World Trade Center, where thousands died in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. In the aftermath of 9/11, the Czech-born architect Jiří Boudník spent 6 months here, working in a very much hands-on way and experiencing horrors that stay with him to this day. On 9/11 itself, Jiří Boudník had been working on the other side of the East River, on the Brooklyn side of the Brooklyn Bridge. As people streamed away from Manhattan, he grabbed his hard hat and set off in the opposite direction for the World Trade Center.
I saw when they were burning that there would be some kind of a collapse. I didn't know that they would fall down completely, but I knew at least partial collapse would happen. And I was concerned about all the fire trucks and police cars rushing towards the towers. And I have a memory of 1993 when the towers were bombed. And I had a friend working on one of the top floors. So I came to pick her up and I saw all those fire trucks parked underneath the towers. So that flashback entered my mind. So I decided to go warn them. I grabbed my hard hat and walked over Brooklyn Bridge towards the World Trade Center.
Is the case also that you tried phoning people in the building?
Yes, I did, but I guess everybody tried that. Also, the Verizon building, which is right around the corner, was hit by some of the debris, so for some reason phones were not working.
I presume, did you walk across Brooklyn Bridge?
Yes.
I presume most of the traffic was going the other way.
There were thousands of people walking in the opposite direction against me, yes.
What were you hoping to do, or why did you go in that direction towards the Twin Towers?
I went to warn the fire and police people not to stand under the towers, that there would be, you know, something would be coming down.
Weren't you afraid it might come down on you as well?
I wasn't thinking about that at that time.
How did you get through to the... I presume there was a lot happening here. Of course there was. How did you yourself get through to talk to the rescue workers and fire officers?
Well, when I finally reached City Hall, that's when the second tower collapsed. There was dust everywhere, so I couldn't get through to the center. And at that point, it was kind of pointless. It was too late. So the next morning, I went back to my construction site, and we got together a group of engineers and construction workers and convinced the police officers who were guarding the bridge, stopping everybody, you know, anybody from entering the bridge. We convinced them to escort us to World Trade Center because we told them we are coming to help clear the debris and rescue.
The firefighters and the police are, of course, rightly regarded as heroes. But I believe also there was a terrible amount of chaos at that time here.
There was a lot of chaos, yes. I think that some of the top ranks of police and fire people were lost with the collapse. So the chaos kind of was compounded because the people who came to the rescue after were kind of second-tier people.
You were involved literally hands-on in clearing the debris. Do you mind if I ask you what kind of things you saw?
Well, I saw the debris, but also I saw body parts among the debris. And that's something that still haunts me whenever I think about it. I have trouble sometimes watching movies with, you know, where there's a lot of violence and blood, because I always get a flashback to the images, and you know, we had to pick up the body parts. We couldn't just leave them lying among the debris, so we had no choice. We just had to get gloves, plastic bags, and pick them up. And I do have flashbacks to those moments.
Tell us also, Jiří, about the 3D model of the Twin Towers that you created, and why was there a need for it?
We had daily meetings at the command post, and as I said, there were some people, engineers, crane operators, firemen, who came from outside of the city. And they were part of these meetings, and they didn't know very well the footprint of the towers. They didn't know the subterranean levels. And so when they were finally looking at these plans, they were confused. One Liberty Place, One Liberty Plaza, And at that moment, in one of the meetings, suddenly a flash bulb kind of lit up, and I realized these guys need a three-dimensional model so that they can actually understand and orient themselves visually and also physically, spatially.
Was your model also used after those initial few days?
Yes. The first model was the chipboard model, which was followed by a computer three-dimensional digital model, which allowed explosion views, sections, walkthroughs, animated views. So that model was helpful. Obviously, it was not instrumental in finding anybody alive, because at that time we knew everybody was dead. But it was helpful in placing some of the heavy equipment, cranes, on columns that were still physically intact, because in the computer model they were noted as green, where the compromised columns, those that were somehow damaged, were in red. So we were able to rotate the model and decide what was the best location for some of this heavy equipment where to be placed.
What were your feelings in the months and even years after 9/11 about what happened and what you yourself experienced?
It's a mixed bag of feelings. I feel bitter. I feel proud. I feel disgusted. I feel honored. It kind of fluctuates from year to year, and especially when it becomes commodified as a as an event, and there are souvenirs being sold with 9/11 images, I kind of cringe up.
And is there anything else that you're bitter about the portrayal, say, of 9/11?
Yes, I think it's inevitable, because those who make decisions at the government level have the opportunity to use it for their benefit. And so I am bitter about the fact that it's being misused and somehow cheapened.
In what way do you mean?
In a way of, on a government level, I think the idea of patriotism and pride is being exploited, because this is first and foremost a tragedy. These were civilians who didn't ask to be killed and died horrible death. I saw people jumping out of the windows, and I realized what tremendous heat they had to just, they had to decide, okay, I'm gonna jump. So this kind of tragedy should not be exploited as it is now.
How did all of those experiences change you, or did they change you?
I guess I became more, my views became more jaded. I'm more cynical, and I seek optimism and happiness in other things.
And finally, Jiří Bodník, what do you feel when you come here today to Ground Zero and you look around at all this building work and all these people here?
I feel out of place. I feel like this is not where I was six years ago. It's very strange to see all the tourists, and everybody's walking around like it's just another day.